to The Infinite Thread, where we weave through the mysteries of existence, spirituality, and science to uncover the deeper connections of our being. I'm Alex, your host, here with my co-host Mira, and today we're diving into a concept that's both mystical and deeply personal, the concept of soul shards.
This fascinating idea suggests that our souls are split into many different consciousnesses that live all throughout the multiverse. Fascinating stuff. This opens the conversation toward parallel worlds, alternate dimensions, and multiverse theories, which are making big headway in physics right now. Where do we even begin?
Before we dive in, a quick reminder, we love hearing from you. If you've had a profound experience that feels connected to this topic, share it with us on social media or email. Who knows? We might feature your story in the next episode. Let's start by exploring the concept of the infinite thread. This thread connects every fragmented part of ourselves throughout all lifetimes, dimensions, and realities. It binds the lessons we learn, knows all the different choices we could have made. It really is infinite. These other fragments, pieces of our soul, they really are us, but they may not seem like it. Still, everything is connected. Now, I know many people have experienced a déjà vu or had a strong connection with someone they just met, almost like they knew them in another lifetime or another time and space. The soul shard theory suggests that we may actually know that person in another time and space. If we can connect with our other pieces through this metaphorical thread, we can widen our perspective, maybe even ascend. For me, this happened when I finally got the chance to go camping. It was crazy. I'd wanted to do it my whole life, but for some reason I never got around to it. Well, I went camping with some friends, and holy crap, I loved it. But not only that, when it came time to light the fire, set up the tents, search for wood, cooking, you name it, it was like I'd done it before. I think another one of my soul shards actually grew up camping, like I wanted to, but didn't.
Do you think hobbies could be something we carry with us from life to life, or do you think it's more through the thread, like another life or version of ourselves living and doing it right now?
That's a good question. I think it could be both. Our spirits resonate in a certain way, and that's really what causes our dispositions. It's the emotions, the vibrational frequency that carries through life after life. If we incarnate in a similar world to the last one, we definitely could carry a tendency towards certain desires. When it comes to tapping into other soul shards, all it takes is matching the resonance.
And you think that you tapped into your wild, nature-loving alter ego?
I'm saying me and my nature-loving alter ego can match the same resonance, so yes. This opens up huge possibilities, though, right? I mean, if we can tap into our consciousnesses in every form throughout the multiverse, how could we ever lose? You know, there's a movie about this, actually. Everything, everywhere all at once. It shows people who can access all the consciousnesses of life. Paths that were different from theirs, some of them in crazy universes. Like in one, everyone has hot dog hands. But they have the ability to switch consciousnesses with any of their alternates. So if one is a karate master, they can access that in a moment of crisis by taking certain steps to mark their timeline.
Ooh, I've heard of that movie, but I never saw it. Now I'm going to have to check it out.
You definitely should. Not only does it cover the concept of soul shards to a T, it was really well done, and it won a bunch of awards.
I wonder what my alternates are like. I've been faced with some tough decisions in my life. If our alternates make different decisions, I could be a completely different person.
All our soul shards are different from us. They each have a slightly different vibrational frequency. It's like a color wheel that's been shattered, and every shade has a slightly different tone. We're one of those shards. If we can learn how to harmonize our spirits to different frequencies, we can see whole different versions of ourselves.
Wild. So how can we do that? Meditation?
Yes, that's part of it. Learning how to meditate, whether guided or not, is super important in getting in touch with the spirit. I know a lot of people think they are incapable of meditation. I just say they haven't given it a good enough try yet. or aren't aware of all the different types of meditation there are. You can use guided meditation, meditation with different frequencies for relaxation, and various poses and breathing styles. In today's nonstop world, meditation is more important than ever, but more people also find it difficult because we are so used to nonstop stimuli.
That is so true. I had to learn how to meditate slowly, first by doing just small chunks. So in accessing the shards through meditation, are there any specific techniques?
Absolutely. A good place to start is visualization meditation. Imagine yourself on a journey through a forest or a tunnel, seeking out another version of yourself. Another is frequency-based meditation, where you play tones designed to activate different parts of the mind. Journaling dreams after meditation is another way to solidify the connection. The process takes time and patience, but once you find what resonates, it's incredibly rewarding.
Wow, I'll have to check that out.
Dreams are another huge way to connect with other parts of ourselves. We often go there randomly as our spirits and minds try to sort our problems out. Sometimes we have a better chance of connecting with different shards in this state. We're more accepting of it. The only downside is that most people have a lot less ability to direct themselves while dreaming. So it's more random and it's not always easy to get specific answers. Meditation is more reliable.
I really need to look more into this stuff.
Definitely. As more information comes out, we'll continue to share it and keep you informed. For now, we'll shift gears and look at how this concept shows up in ancient beliefs. The concept of soul shards isn't new. In fact, it goes way, way back through human history. Mira, I have to ask, have you ever heard of a doppelganger?
Oh, yes, the twin that forebodes imminent death. This goes back to the Middle Ages, right? If you see your doppelganger, you are going to die. It's said to be an infallible death omen.
Exactly. But think now, why is that? You aren't supposed to see your other soul shards. Not physically, anyway. They exist in parallel realms. If one crosses over, it's by accident. And to see the other shard creates a paradox. If that's the case, then maybe death of both shards is the only way of resolving that paradox.
I just got chills. Yes, that could explain it. That is so freaky.
It is rare. Really just a myth. But it makes you think, maybe there is really something to this. Modern scientific theories are pretty confident that parallel worlds and dimensions are a very real possibility. Metaphysics has been saying forever that all life is gathering experience. Putting the two and two together makes sense. We are evolving as a collective with all of our shards and with everyone else we share a collective consciousness with, which is all of humanity. No one is truly alone.
So, what about ancient myths and legends about strange creatures and sightings, dimensional crossovers?
Totally. It happens all the time. It happens once by accident, and then it's never seen again. It leaves people feeling like they went crazy. But if you believe that we are part of a multidimensional multiverse, nothing's really all that crazy.
Bigfoot hunters, do you hear that? He is real. He's just in a parallel world.
Maybe we are parallel to a whole world of Bigfoot creatures. I believe it. Still, tracking one down essentially is tracking down a dimensional crossover. Not going to happen.
Hey, you'll never find it if you never look.
Okay, you got me there. But enough about Bigfoot. Let's move into some modern scientific theories to back all of this up. Quantum entanglement. One of the most mystical aspects of quantum physics, along with superposition.
Okay, Alex, so for the people out there who aren't physics nerds, tell us all about what quantum entanglement is in simple language.
Certainly. Quantum entanglement describes how two separate particles react to each other, no matter how much they are separated through space and time. To really get into this, we have to know a little bit about superposition. Yeah, basically, superposition describes how quantum particles are moving so fast, they are actually constantly oscillating between two different states. When we observe a particle, we capture one of those states in an instant. The crazy thing is, if we observe one of those particles, the other particle that it's quantumly entangled with demonstrates the opposite state, no matter what, instantly, every time.
And don't feel bad if you don't understand it. Albert Einstein famously argued against this theory when it first came out.
Yes, he called it spooky action at a distance. And the name stuck. Quantum physics is indeed spooky. The point to remember about quantum entanglement is that there is connection that can't be destroyed by time or space. We are always connected to our other shards. We were born of the same soul, so everything is linked together.
That's beautiful.
Would it ruin it if I went further into how physics mirrors this in this material universe?
Probably, but go ahead.
Quantumly entangled photons are created when a laser is focused through a crystal, and the photon splits into two daughter photons of lesser energy. Our soul shards are those daughter photons. We can't escape this connection. It's there without fail.
It's wonderful when science backs up metaphysical ideas. That's alchemy. The science of all three worlds, physical, mental, spiritual.
That's what I love about studying various scientific fields so much. You see the connections that ancient people talked about but couldn't prove. When you see a scientific theory that explains something people have known for centuries, then I think you really have something. But as with any theory, there's always room for improvement. Everything can only really describe a small piece of something. There's always more to discover.
So what about multiverse theory? I'm sure there's a lot that goes into that.
There can be, or we can look at it simply. The multiverse theory says that our universe isn't alone. There are loads more universes, some that are similar and some that are very, very different. Some theories say this stretches out to infinity. Others say it's just a very large amount. No one knows for sure that we are part of a multiverse. It just makes sense.
When we apply multiverse concepts to quantum physics, superposition is explained by some as particles that are actually bouncing between two universes in a constant flux. Our universe could run parallel to another, where matter and antimatter are switched. Time flow in our universe would be opposite in the other.
Whoa. So would everything happen backwards?
Not really. A person living in it would see things the same way we do. It's like matter and antimatter. We could be in the antimatter universe, and we wouldn't know it. It all works the same way. Only the charge is reversed.
Got it. No Benjamin Button action going on.
No, none of that. It's like we are in the left-hand spin universe, where time moves through space in a one-way flow. It's going in a one-way flow in the other universe, too, just in the opposite direction.
Well, that's a relief. I'd hate to live my whole life knowing I'd have to one day crawl back into the womb. Awkward.
Well, the multiverse is weird, and quantum physics is definitely freaky, but I still don't think that's a possibility we need to be concerned about.
Good news, listeners, for mothers and children alike.
Before we close out, we can't leave without exploring what this all means in our day-to-day lives. What does someone do with this knowledge? So we're a soul shard. Now what? Mira, how has this knowledge affected you?
Well, for me, I think the coolest part about this was that all of my experiences meant something to something greater than just me. It's not just me floating around the cosmos by myself. No, there's a whole bunch of other me's too. And if I don't get everything right, my mistakes still mean something too if I learn from them. My other selves out there get to learn from them. And they from me. If we all work together, one day we can all figure it out.
Exactly. We are way more connected than we think. Also, we have incredible potential. I think a lot of people get stuck in one way of viewing themselves, especially once you hit your 30s or 40s. You can kind of get stuck in thinking, this is what I am, this is what I like, and that's that. Coming to know other versions of ourselves can teach us that we aren't so rigid. Hey, Mira, you hate country music. Well, I bet I can find another soul shard of you that wears cowboy hats all the time.
Oh no, not in this universe, but you're right. I might not get along with all my soul shards, but should I? Or should we all just let the minor things go and realize that we are all fluid beings? I could be a karate master in another universe, even though in this one I can barely do a somersault. It's important to remember that saying I can't is just setting up a self-fulfilling prophecy. We're our only barriers.
So does that mean I can get you to wear the hat?
That's still a negative. Hey, free will, right?
I guess. But anyway, did you consider that out of all your soul shards, many of them likely already ascended, and some of them could be watching over you, checking in from time to time to guide you towards the right path.
You know, I always felt like I had something there looking out for me, but I never knew exactly what it was. You're saying it could be other soul shards?
Definitely. Remember that even though they are part of you, they still seem like separate consciousnesses, because they mostly are. You're just connected to them. They are like your spiritual family, your guardians, and when you ascend, you will become a guardian too for your lower shards.
What a cool belief. I am down for this because it makes so much sense. If our other shards are like guardians, helping us find the right path, then we are never truly alone. That thought is incredibly comforting.
Exactly. It's all about connection. Connection to ourselves, to others, and to the vast network of experiences and lessons that our soul has gathered. The infinite thread ties it all together. It's not just a metaphor, it's a way of understanding how deeply intertwined our existence is with everything around us.
So, Alex, what would you say is the first step for someone who wants to start exploring this concept in their own life?
The first step is to become more mindful, pay attention to the small things, the dreams that linger, the gut feelings, the sense of familiarity in strange places or with people you've just met. Journaling can be a great way to start noticing patterns or connections. From there, meditation and visualization exercises can help deepen your understanding. And don't be afraid to explore new interests or activities. Sometimes those can trigger memories or skills from other shards.
That's such great advice. And for those of us who struggle with meditation or quieting the mind,
start small. Even 5 minutes of deep breathing or focusing on a candle flame can make a difference. Guided meditations are another fantastic tool. There are so many resources available now. The key is to be patient with yourself and understand that it's a journey, not a race.
That's really encouraging. I think a lot of people will find this idea empowering. It's a reminder that we're more than just the sum of our current experiences.
Absolutely. And as we learn to embrace all the parts of ourselves, past, present, and across dimensions, we gain clarity and a greater sense of purpose. It's a beautiful process of growth and connection.
Well, I think this is a perfect note to end on. Soul shards, the infinite thread. It's all about connection, growth, and realizing we're part of something much bigger than ourselves.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you, Mira, and thank you to all our listeners for joining us on this journey. If you've enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who might find it meaningful.
And don't forget to reach out with your stories or questions. We'd love to hear from you and might even feature your experiences in a future episode.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and remember, we're all connected by the infinite thread. This is Alex
and Mira
signing off. Take care, everyone.